Grace Mplanganya, who here broadcasting from Washington, D.C., but at home.
Please note that this program is pre-recorded because we are operating from our homes. Marvelous is in Washington, D.C., and I'm in Maryland. So we are in our homes, and we are busy trying to give you a lot of news. So what is happening in the world is that a total number of 1,286,400 people have actually contracted coronavirus COVID-19. And this is our topic today, in which we are trying to, you know, give out the as much information as possible to you. And then in terms of deaths, Marvelous, we've got roughly about 70,300 people that have actually succumbed to coronavirus COVID-19. In USA alone, there are 337,900 people that have contracted COVID-19. And out of these, roughly about 9,600 have actually died. And back in Zimbabwe, we know that there are actually 9 cases as we speak today. And one of them actually succumbed to the disease about 2.5 weeks ago. So the situation back home is people are still under a 21-day lockdown. Today is the 7th day, 1 week into the lockdown, and people are saying they are experiencing a lot of issues here and there, but it seems as if things are working. Yesterday, we saw the president actually visiting various suburbs like Kambuzuma. He went to other areas, including Chitungwiza. So now it seems as if he said he was satisfied with the whole thing, but he was not happy with seeing certain places where there are poles, where there were no police and municipal security. So he said that is an eye-opener. But then people were peeping out and looking at his motorcade, and he was happy because people were not shaking hands. They're just looking at the motorcade.
There is not all grim news, Gibbs. Some people have also been saying, as news outlets, we also need to emphasize that there are people who've actually recovered from coronavirus. Like you said, you gave the global confirmed cases and also the deaths, but there are people that have actually recovered. And worldwide, globally, 265,000 people have actually recovered. And also in the U.S., we see that at the moment, the United States has one of the, you know, worst cases we've seen worldwide, but there are people that have recovered, and these stand at 17,582. So it is grim news, but there are also some people that have actually recovered. And we see that, like you said, that in the U.S., well, today we all woke up worldwide to learn that the United Kingdom Prime Minister Boris Johnson spent his night in hospital as he, at the moment, is also being treated for coronavirus. So it's really, you know, now beginning to give us a face of how this pandemic is, you know, worldwide, and it spares, it knows no color, knows no class, and it doesn't matter who you are, you can get this disease. But also, like you were mentioning, that we saw in Zimbabwe, the president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, having a familiarization tour in some high-density areas to see, you know, what the state is and to see how people are coping. And I think also on Friday, he went ahead and relaxed the lockdown on farmers, small-scale farmers who normally are able to bring in vegetables and to the market. And but the people at the markets are also complaining that the farmers are not coming in because maybe word has not gotten to the people in the rural areas to say that they can travel and bring in their produce into some centers like Harare, Mbare, so that people can continue to be able to access vegetables on a day-to-day basis. Gibbs.
Yebo ke Marvelous, siyakuzwa kakhulu khona ngapho lapho khona Washington DC. So ke lapha eMaryland lakho kukhanyazana abantu sebehamba befake amamask lapha lalapha. So ke sibonile ngolwesihlanu amapholisa abambisane ledolobho leHarare besenza lokho kuthiwa yi-clean up. So silo baba ke u-assistant commissioner Paul Nyathi, you know, isikhulumele samapholisa. Ake simfake lapha sizwe ukuthi utheni ngalokho kubambisana kwe-council yeHarare lamapholisa.
You know, to be honest, the public has really cooperated with the police officers in the patrols which were conducting, the roadblocks, in the enforcement duties which the police has been undertaking. Save for what happened yesterday, where we had a challenge of some people who were buying beer from supermarkets, and they tried to abuse this facility, of which I think measures are now being put in place to ensure that we don't have a repeat of what happened yesterday. But generally, Zimbabweans have been cooperative. Zimbabweans have been taken heed of the government's call to be safety conscious, to be security conscious, and at the end of the day, we manage COVID-19 pandemic situation.
So that is Assistant Police Commissioner Paul Nyati. So you are saying that, you know, generally, people are cooperating, but the problem is people who want to buy beer. Beer is always causing problems, right?
Yes, but we saw also that the government went and reversed the order that they'd given for people not to buy beer. I think a lot of people were up in arms to say, hey, you know, at least let people relax a little bit. But from the police commissioner there, like what he was saying, it's been a problem to have people that have been going to places to buy alcohol and the likes. But that has since been relaxed. So we'll be watching to see what happens this week now that people were given the go-ahead to be able to purchase alcohol at major supermarkets. Kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidzai tirikuenderera mberi tichitarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu pasi rose panyaya yechirwere cheCOVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus. Tinoona pari zvino nyika yeZimbabwe nedzimwe nyika vari paiyo yatinoti lockdown, uyezve Zimbabwe nhasi nemusi wemuvhuro vapinda ivo pavhiki ravo rechipiri pamazuva 21 akataurwa iwo nemutungamiri wenyika kuti vange vari palockdown iyi, zvinoreva kuti vanhu havasi kubvumidzwa kuenda kumadhorobha kana kubuda mumba vachienda kwakawanda wanda, uyezve vari kuti ivo vanhu zvinhu zvakadai semichato sendufu hazvisi kubvumirwa kuti zviitwe kuitira kuti vanhu vasawanikwe vachipararidza chirwere ichochi cheCOVID-19. Tinoona zvakare kuti mutungamiri wenyika nezuro vakaenda kunzvimbo dzinogara veruzhinji vachienda kunoona kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei, uyezve pavakabva kunzvimbo yevanga vari kuti vanga vasiri kufara kuti panzvimbo dzakadai semabhohoro kunocherwa mvura neveruzhinji kwanga kuisina iko mapurisa angave ekanzuru kana kuti ehurumende kuti vaone kuti zvinhu zviri kufamba sei pasina vanhu vari kuita mhirishonga kana kusundana kana kubatana maoko nezvimwe zvakadaro kuitira kuti chirwere ichi chekorona kana kuti COVID-19 chichawanikwe chichipararira. Pari zvino munyika muine vanhu 9 vakabatwa nechirwere ichi. Sekutaura kuri kuita iko bazi reutano, uyezve pane munhu mumwe chete akawanikwa achishaya pane zvatiri kunzwa kubva kuZimbabwe. Asi pasi rose tinoona kuti chirwere ichi chawanikwa icho chichibata vanhu vanosvika ivo 1,280,046, uyezve pane vanhu nearly 70,000 vawanikwa vachishaya. Asi kune vamwe pasi rose vakawanikwa ivo vachirarama mushure mekunge vabata chirwere ichi vanosvika 265,462. America pari zvino yakatarisana nevanhu vanosvika 337,646,000 vawanikwa vachibatwa nechirwere ichi, uyezve pane vanhu 9,000 nearly 10,000 vari kunzi ivo vawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Kwozouyawo vamwe 17,000 vari kunzi vakawanikwa ivo vachiwanikwa vachikunda chirwere ichi. Asi pasi rose nhasi tamuka tichinzwa isu kuti mutungamiri weBritain vaBoris Johnson vakawanikwa ivo vachiendeswa kuchipatara nezuro manheru mushure mekunge vawanikwa vakunyanyokurirwa nechirwere ichochi, vakabatwa vaine coronavirus iyi mazuva apfuura. Saka vari kuti ivo pari zvino vakawanikwa vachizoendeswa pari zvino kuchipatara. Saka ndozvatiri kutarisa ipo pano, uyezve tichange tiine vamwewo vachange vari kupinda vachitibatsira kuona zviri kuitika munyika, tichakupai zvakare zvamuri kunyora pamawhatsapp nepafacebook page pedu pevoa shona nemamwe mapeji edu endevele nestudio 7. Saka garai pachirongwa tionesane, Gibbs.
Yeah, marvelous. It seems as if police have not been kind to vendors in Mutare. So we've got a video of one of the senior policemen who actually witnessed, you know, the seizure of some goods that are being sold by vendors. Mm-hmm. So this is Mutare. So watch what is happening here.
So police in Manicaland, we've deployed our police officers in the whole province who are doing out some patrols to ensure that our community is complying or is in compliance with the government directive to stay at home so as to prevent the spread of this disease, COVID-19. So in this incident, police said police received information from concerned citizens that there are some vegetable vendors who are gathering at our Sakuba market there, where they are selling their vegetables at somewhere around 3 a.m. So we reacted to that information, where on arrival, about 300 people who had been gathered there to sell their vegetables. So on seeing police, they all ran away, leaving their ways, which we then recovered us as police. So we are therefore encouraging our community to heed the call to stay at home and not to gather, like in this incident, about 300 people were gathered. So as police, we are please appealing to the community to heed that call to stay at home and not to unnecessarily move around Mtare City. So as we speak now, we are destroying the recovered items with the assistance of our local authority, that is Mtare City.
So in this case, Marvelous, they actually destroyed the vegetables and all the containers that were, you know, we handling, were actually being used to transport the vegetables. So in essence, it means that the vendor does not only lose the vegetables, but all the property that is associated with it, you know, like, you know, selling is a big business to some people. Some people, at least to some people, it is at least small scale. But if it is too small scale, which means you have to restart, you know, because everything will be destroyed, right?
Yes, I think, like I mentioned earlier on, that there were some vendors in Harare, in Mbare, who were actually, you know, complaining and saying that their families are now going hungry because they no longer are able to sell, because actually the farmers are not coming into the city because they are heeding the call by government to stay away. But also we heard the president on Friday lifting that ban on farmers, especially those that do market gardening and provide to the market, saying that they are allowed to come into the city and that the police should let them come into the city. But we will be monitoring the situation to see what happens. But like you said, the situation in Mutare was very heartbreaking, especially when you see and you hear what actually happened, because some families rely on the little money that they get from selling some of those vegetables. So right now they might not be able to start after the quarantine. We don't know. Like you said, all their containers that they use to ferry their goods and stuff like that were destroyed by the police. So we'll yet to hear whether the police will be able to come out and you know, admit that this they aired. But we heard there from the police themselves saying they were thinking at that time that this was the right thing to do as a way of stopping the spread of the coronavirus. But obviously the public went up in arms, and we saw the government reversing the move, the president himself saying that no, vendors, especially those that sell vegetables and things that are basic needs to the people, can continue. But we are monitoring the situation to see whether this is actually in effect.
We've got Ambuya, Mrs. Anna Tembo. She lives in a place called Putsu in Chinoy. She's not happy at all with what is happening. So we've got three of her videos, but we'll try to play at least two. So here is what she's saying about the whole situation.
Saka zvino izvozvo zvaka vanhu vaifungidzira kuti adhavhu zvinezvi
There you are, marvelous. You can tell people what you are saying there. It's a lot of.
Yes. She's actually lamenting. She's actually saying, yes, she believes what the government has done calling for this lockdown is good. But she says that the only problem is that now she's very, you know, her livelihood is really gardening. She was able to grow some vegetables, be able to pick them and then go and sell at a certain place where people pass by and buy. But now with this lockdown, she can't do that. Even if she gets the vegetables, she has to stay with them at her home because nobody's coming out to buy. And also she says, okay, she may have the vegetables, but she doesn't have cooking oil. She doesn't have salt to put in the vegetables because the money that she was getting from selling those vegetables is what she was using to buy salt and cooking oil. Then she further goes to say, yes, I know they told us it's going to be for a while, this lockdown. And then they said we must buy grocery in bulk, but how can I do that? I don't have a source of income. My income are the vegetables, which I'm unable to sell. So very sad story, but I think it speaks to all the vendors, really, especially those that are selling vegetables and other perishable goods. They are now sitting there thinking, okay, what next now? So it would be interesting to see how the situation will evolve, Gibbs.
Now, I've got two gentlemen in Gwanda South, and one of them is Sobhuku, or Hetman Cephas Dube, of Fumokwe, is in Gwanda South. So he talks a lot about what is going on in Gwanda there. Let's listen to him.
Ah, kungaba nzima sibili ukuthi sihlale emakhaya ngoba kulezifuyo singavele sihlale emakhaya izifuyo ziyathathwa ngamasela.
So he's talking about, you know, when you are in rural areas, you need to head your cattle, you need to do all those kind of things. Mm-hmm. So he's saying it's difficult to do it these days. And we see there's Vivian Nomalanga, Pepe, who wants to join us right now. So I think she'll be joining us in a few seconds. And then the next gentleman is Luke Moyo. He lives in Pagama in Manama, Gwanda South. So he talks about what should be done in Gwanda South.
Okay. COVID-19. So, I want to tell you,
ukuthi abantu behealthy babuye emaphandleni basifundise ngecorona virus. Siyacela bakithi sike sikhuleke lathi sithi sikhuleka sesifundisile aso sikhuleke singafundisanga kuhle ngecorona virus ngoba wathi uyamametheka umkhuhlane lo ugijima njengomlilo.
So, you know, Mr. Moyo is not happy with what is happening.
Yes.
He says they are not getting the information about coronavirus. So he says all health officials should come to Manama and tell people what is going on, you know. And he's saying that at least they are hearing some information, you know, here and there.
Uh-huh.
But it's not enough. So I think there's an issue here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Gibbs, I think that's the, you know, issue that we've been seeing. Even people on WhatsApp and on Facebook have been lamenting that the government needs to have more awareness programs, especially on, you know, local radio and ourselves. They actually are commending us for doing this on this platform to be able to share with the people exactly what's going on, because they say there is a vacuum of what's going on. But before maybe we go to our guest, I'll just read here what the Combined Harare Association of Zimbabwe posted on their Facebook. They're saying that Accra met Harare mayor over COVID-19. The Combined Harare Residents Association met with his worship, the mayor of Harare, Councillor Ebed Gomba, to discuss the possible partnership on mitigatory measures for COVID-19 today. This comes after the association noted with concern over the stampede of residents in high-density suburbs on water points. The mayor stressed that there is a dire need for hand sanitizers, liquid soap at water points to improve hygiene and avert the spread of COVID-19, as the boreholes are only short-term solution of the water crisis in Harare. So, Potrukunzwa Gibbs kuti Sanganore Harare Residents Association Rukutiro rasangana na mayor veHarare nhasi vaEbed Gomba vachitaiwo kuti vataure nenyaya yezviri kuitika nyaya kumaboho vachitivo mayor vataura ivo kuti pari kudiwa mahand sanitizer anofanira kuiswa kumaboho nekuti nzvimbo idzi dziri kuwanikwa dziine vanhu vakawanda nekuti pari zvino ndokuri kuwanikwa mvura yakawanda kunyangwe hazvo vari kuti munguva inotevera vachange vari kugadzirisa nyaya yemvura muguta reHarare asi pari zvino vari kuti ivo pari kudiwa kuti paendeswe mahand sanitizer nezvimwe zvikwanisiro kumaboho's Gibbs.
Yes, we've got a lady. I think this lady should be in Harare. So let's listen to what the lady is saying.
Varimi ngavauye noti sisita tofa nenzara tinorarama nekutengesa hatitori nayana kubasa kwatinoshanda vanhu vatova nenzara mudzimba saka varimi ngavauye.
There's the lady, marvelous. What is
yes, this lady is the one that I was speaking about from Mbare. Remember I said there were farmers from Mbare Musika who have, I mean like vendors from Mbare Musika who have closed their stores. But after the president went on TV and said now the farmers can come into town, she's saying the farmers are not coming into town yet. So she says right now she's got no money to even feed her family. So they're urging the farmers to heed the call by the president to come into town and bring, you know, things like vegetables, tomatoes, onions, so that they, once the farmers come, then their business opens up. But she says right now there's nothing to sell because the farmers are not coming. So it's a catch-22 situation for her.
Now, Marvelous, do you know how to wear a mask? If you don't know how to wear it, here's the doctor. She's going to tell us exactly how it's done.
And I think that's a good idea, actually, yeah. Because...
And this is Dr. Rudo Kumbo.
I've seen a lot of people, yeah, especially in Zimbabwe, with their masks right here. Like the mask.
That's right. You see, so they believe in the nose out.
With the nose outside. So yeah, let's hear what the doctor is saying.
She's actually a doctor in Zimbabwe. And she's been actually very brilliant.
Yes.
Has a lot of material. So yes, tells people how to wear mask in the village.
Njoba ndisazi kuti kulezi siku sizangulixwayisa ngegciwane lelo kuthiwa yicoronavirus. Leyi mask abayibiza besithi N95 kule mhlobo ye-etshini. Mina ndizalitshengisa ukuthi le igqokwa njani. Uyayithatha le mask uyibeke esandleni okunje, so uqede lapha ubona ukuthi kula ma-elastic angabe khona, uwabeke ngasesebesandla sakho, ugcine inje le mask kanti uqede lapha ubusufaka ngathi ebusweni bakho okunje mbombothe ubuso bakho. Ubusuthatha imask ibangala phansi ulifake nomuva kwendlela, ubusuthatha elesibili ubusulifaka ekhanda, ukuthi uzobona imaski le ihlezi kuhle kuyafanele uphefumulele phakathi phakathi kwayo uyibone ingena ivalelayo okohlobolu nje liyabona ukuthi imaski yayeto kutshengise ukuthi imaski le ivalekile ukuthi lapha kule nto yensibo kufanele uyifithize ungakunanzelisikisa imaski le ngigqoke ngendlela efanele iphefumule naphakathi kwayo njalo umoya awuyi emihlenami imaski le manje usufikile endlini kumbe ngemva kwamahola amane ukuthi uyikhipha njani kuqakathekile ukuthi ungayibambi phambili imaski ngoba igciwane liyaselikhona emaskini nxa ugqoka imaski kufanele uthathe isandla sakho usingenise kuzintambo lezi zerekeni lala ubusukhiphela imaski le phambili kanje uyilahlele lapho kufanele uyilahle khona.
So that's the good doctor. She's actually showing us exactly how we are supposed to do it. And it's not complicated. It's a matter of having, let's say here, I've seen only a mask with only one strap. So, but she has got one with two straps. One that you put near your ears and the other on your head. But the one that I have is only maybe running over your ears. So that's almost the same. But, you know, usually when we wear some of these masks without any kind of instruction or getting some, you know, educational information, we usually mess it up, you know, because we leave our nose out, right?
I think so, yeah. Like what I was saying, Bhagavan, wakawanda apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna Dr. Gumbo, vachitaura kuti mamask ari kuwanikwa iwo achinzi vanhu vapfeke anopfekwa sei nekuti vazhinji vari kuti kana vaakupfeka vanobva vasiya minhu kunze wakavhara pesa saka vari kunyatsoratidza kuti kana uchinge wawatora maski yako kana kuti watenga kana kuti waiwana vamwe vari kuita dzekusona unofanira kuti upfeke zvakadai nezvakadai saka ndozvavanga vari kutaura apo asi vari kutaura ivo chikuru kuti ubva wanyatsovhara pekufema napo apa nekuti ndo panozenge paakupinda nezvimwe utachiwana nezvimwe zvakadaro Gibbs.
Yes, I think we've got another gentleman here by the name Simon Katswere. He lives in a place called Shangura in Chinoy. Here is what he says.
Aiwa apo tiri kunzwa vamwe vari kutaurawo panyaya yedambudziko remvura uyezve nedambudziko rechikafu. So there, the gentleman there is just saying he's lamenting that the issue of food is what's going to be really affecting a lot of people because the prices, he says, are going up. And also, although, you know, he respects the call that people should stay at home, but the issue is that of lack of food as people go on this lockdown or continue on the lockdown since we see that today is the second week in the lockdown.
We've got a lady that is in Harare. So this lady works for an organization called Hashtag This Constitution. And, you know, she works with so many people in Zimbabwe. And one of the things that she normally does is to interact with communities and hear their views. So her name is Abigail Mupambi of the Hashtag This Constitution. So she's complaining about, you know, staying at home for a long time and saying, people are going to have serious problems. Hear what she says.
Sikhona ku lockdown lapha ngkhaya akuchiphanga. Ikakhulu ukuthi uzibone usuphakathi ungasakwanisi ukuya laphana lalaphayana ungasaboni lapho laba kadijayela ukubabona ungasaphili impilo yakho nje njengenjayelo. It's not easy. Kudinga kuphela ukuthi mhlawumbe ube lolwazi lokuthi kungani to appreciate ukuthi why sisezindlini ngendlela enje. Mina ngokwami okathi sibili ngathi ngisalandela sibili konke okukhulunywayo kodwa uma ngumude lapha esiyafika khona ku-day 21 lami ngiyakubona ukuthi yeyi akulo msebenzi.
Yes, so what she's talking about is that, you know, it's a long way to go. 20 1 day. Mm-hmm. It is only day 7. So she says, you know, people should be patient, but the problem is maybe, you know, looking for food. She knows that it's a problem to get millimin and other commodities. So she's saying people take it as it comes. Mm-hmm. And she knows that is very frustrating and all these kind of things. Yesterday we talked to Nick Mangwana, he's the Permanent Secretary of Information. So he was saying that people are actually cooperating. People are actually trying by all means to do what they can in order to accommodate everybody into this kind of, you know, coronavirus lockdown. So he says he has seen some people that are actually upset about the whole thing, but it's all for their good, you know, to actually do this kind of a thing. So he says, be patient, things will be okay. So hopefully we'll get him on the line. I was trying to get in touch with him, and he promised to maybe come on board, but we are still waiting for him. Marvelous.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Aiwa, kuna wavachango vakupinda mchirungwa. Tukwende rambiri titari sanyaya yedambu zikore chirwere che coronavirus. Tunona kuti parisiro se chirwere ichi chaita kuti urumende dzemunyika dzakasiyana siyana vawanikwe vachivhara. Yatingati maboda avo vachivhara vanhu vakawanda vari kunzi vashande vari kumba. Uyezve takanzwa isu nezuro maniru. Takanzwa kuti mutungamiri weBritain vaBoris Johnson vakawanikwa ivo vachipedza usiku wanezuro vari muchipatara vachitariswa pamusoro pedambudziko irori recoronavirus. Uyezve tinotenda vese vari pachirongwa chedu parizvino, uyezve kune avo vari paFacebook page yedu yeVOA Shona munogara muchiuya muchitiudza zvinenge zviri kuitika uyezve kuti kwakamira sei kwamunenge muri. Regai timboverenga pane zvimwe zvanyorwa panapa pane zvatanga tawanikwa tichiposta tisati tatanga chirongwa. Pana ava Richard Moyo, aiwa mutsigiri wedu mukuru, ari kuti ya chirwere ichi paFacebook page yedu yeVOA Shona. Hanzi chirwere ichi checoronavirus chaunza dambudziko guru kwazvo muvanhu vose, nekuti zvadai zvinopa tsitsi nekuti vazhinji vanorarama nezvakasiyana siyana munyika, asi pane vazhinji vanofanira kutariswa. VOA Shona, hanzi please ndinodawo kuti kuzvipatara uko nevakadzi vari kubereka vana pamashops vanotengesa mbatya nevamwewo vanoita mamwe mabasa vari kuti ivo dai vawanikwa vanhu ava vachiwanawo rubatsiro panguva ino yecoronavirus. Asi zvose ngazviitwe nenzira yakanaka, ndokutaura kwaari kuita. So people will actually respond to the pictures that I posted of the people at Mbare Market who are saying that they are not able to sell their wares because the farmers are not coming in. So some were just saying maybe they need to be given assistance by the government. We know that the government said it is availing food, I think, to nearly a million people. But we've seen also efforts by other Zimbabwean non-governmental organizations. For example, there is a lady called Beatrice Savage of Roots who has actually been going out and handing out food packs to some people in the rural areas and some in the urban areas. She's specifically targeting women and young girls on this drive that she's doing, you know, to make sure that some of those vulnerable people, especially young women and young girls, are fed during the 21 days.
Yes, I think we've got an audio from Mangwana. That is Nick Mangwana, the Permanent Secretary of the Ministry of Information. Let's hear what he said about yesterday's tour of the president in high-density suburbs.
His Excellency, the President of Zimbabwe, Comrade Idi Mnangagwa, today visited several high-density areas to just get a feel of the how the lockdown is progressing. You started in Mavoko and then Tafara area, and then you went to Warren Park, Kwazana, Kambuzuma, Highfields, Glenview, Budiriro. We ended up in Chitungwiza, and then he came home. The general state of affairs that we saw was that in Tafara, in Mavoko, where there is a challenge with water, people were at the borehole. At two of the boreholes, there were some municipal police and etc. And one.
Yes, so let's continue hearing him.
There was a detail at any point, but you know, in other boreholes, there wasn't any police officers, but people were practicing social distancing. Everywhere else we went, again, there was no police visibility in those areas, but regardless, there wasn't much human activity outside. Even at the markets, at the shopping centers and everything, there wasn't much human activity, which indicated that people were heeding the call for a lockdown. We obviously, as we were driving, people would come from their yards, stand by the gate, just look at the slowly snaking motorcade. Still, they were not coming out to intermingle with other families, which was very positive. The president used the word amazed. I think he was very amazed by what he saw, because he hadn't expected such a, he gave a shout out to the Zimbabweans for heeding the call and putting the health of others and their health at the forefront.
So you hear what he's saying there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
See, there's cooperation and everything is going according to all the plans. And Teoma Vinga actually reacted to what Mr. Nick Mangwana was saying. He's saying, umnanga kwa katare endlini, lead by example, lockdown. So he says, mnanga kwa shouldn't be, you know, driving around, looking at people, and doing all these kind of things. Mm-hmm. He should be at home. And we're happy that Nick Mangwana actually sent us another audio in Shona. Let's listen to what he said.
President Mnangagwa vatenderera kuma location akati wandei nhasi muHarare vachiona kuti pakati vanhu ngavamire kusangana-sangana navamwe kubuda panze vachisangana-sangana navamwe zvakanyanya kuitira kuti tirwise chirwere checorona ichi. Vanhu vari kuita izvozvo here? Vati vafara zvikuru nezvavaona, nokuti kusara kwepachibhorani panga paine chokumabvuku changa chiine vanhu vanga vachichera mvura vakaungana. Kumwe kwese taona kuti maZimbabweans havana kunyanyobuda panze. Pachingotiwo hapo naapo unogona kuona munhu, asi kazhinji kwese kwatanga tichisvika pamusina vanhu panze. Hongu vanhu vanga vachizoti kana vaonawo dzimotokari dzaakupfuura vombobuda votarira havo, but vakungodaro vava vasingabudi vachienda mumarodhi kunosangana navamwe kana kudii, vava vachingomira pamagedhi havo votarisa zvapera vodzokera. Saka mukuru vafara chaizvo, kunyanya chidzidzo chokuti papasina mapurisa vanhu vanga vachizviita izvi vega. Vatoripotaura vakati ndinoona kune dzimwe nyika kuna vanhu vari kurohwa namapurisa, vari kurohwa namasoja, vari kudii. MuZimbabwe hazvichiitika izvozvo. Chinova chinhu chikuru chakakudza zvikuru chokuti vaZimbabwe nokufunda kwedu kuti kuzviitira tega, tichiziva kuti zvinotipa raramo nekuti zvinotidzivirira kubva kuurwere nokudzivirira vamwe kubva kudenda iri.
There you are.
Tiri kunzwa kubva kuna vaMangwana vachitaura ivo pamusoro pekushanya kwakaita mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa. Vari kuti ivo vakaenda kunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana vachiona vanhu vari pamabhohoro, asi vari kuti ivo chakanyanya kuvafadza ndechekuti vanhu vanga vari kuzviitira zvinhu zvavo kunyange panga pasina mapurisa anga ari kuona kuti zviri kufamba sei. Uyezve vachiti ivo vakaona padandemutande kune dzimwe nyika mapurisa ari kurova vanhu nezvimwe zvakadaro kunzvimbo dzakadai sekumabhohoro uku, asi vari kuti vari kufara kuti izvi hazvisi kuitika muZimbabwe. Asi Gibbs, I understand also there are reports from Bulawayo where people have been round up, those who are going to the city center. So I'm not sure if Minister Mangwana, they're saying that the president was happy about the police conduct or that, you know, people were not being harassed, if he was able to address that issue.
No, he didn't address the issue. He said what they are saying is the situation is normal, you know, and people are cooperating because Zimbabweans, according to him, are very educated. So he says people are arranging themselves into what is supposed to be, you know, some kind of protection. So because they know that they may have problems. So we've got another gentleman in Zimbabwe who actually sent us a video and is saying something about coronavirus, COVID-19. Here's the gentleman.
Sari kwa nani kusakaza kwa Studio 7. Ibi zora mundo jana njovo, kusha na nsala lape koli. Siya bonga kuri tuwa lezo sisi usini geza luwa na mbonga. Njaro futi na bala leli, siso onkenji. Kutina, atispona kwa lezo Studio 7, usifundisa nge. ngakho konke ukuthi sibe nolwazi ngempilo zethu nakanye nakho nalo mkhuhlane sikwazi ngenxa yalo Studio 7. Siyabonga kakhulu basakazi lwa Studio 7 kakhulu. Entando ukuthi ngisondeze nami namhlanje ukuthi siyazi impela ukuthi kumele sizivikele ikakhulu ngokuthi sihlale ezindlini ngawo lo mkhuhlane njengalapha eGoli osuthi wamemetheka kangaka nje sizizwela nalabo abahlaselwe lo mkhuhlane. Kodwa-ke sesanda ukusondeza kakhulu nje namhlanje ukuthi nanku-ke amazwe angaphetsheya ngaseyurophu athi wona lo mkhuhlane ngezindlela le ivaccine asebethe bayithola bafuna ukuthi bezoyithestela ngapha e-Afrika. Bese izibuzo e-Afrika akukamemetheki umkhuhlane kangako ukuthi bengathi kungikhona mhlawumbe sesihlukumezekile sokumele sibhejele ukuthi ayikunkokhele zethu ziyamukele noma yini ngoba zidinga ukuthi kusindise imiphefumulo yabantu silahleke kakhulu. Bona ibasebelahlekele kakhulu ngale Europe. Wake angathesti wona umuntu lowo kuyo befuna uzothesta ngoba bantu babathestela kuyo befuna ukufa.
So the gentleman is not happy that maybe the vaccine that is going to be developed may be tested in Africa. I think he's taking it from what some two medical practitioners were saying in Europe. You know, they're talking about, you know, the use of vaccines. Mm-hmm. And one of them actually said, you know, we always test or sometimes test these vaccines in Africa, you know?
Yeah, I think...
Maybe people became very upset because of that, saying, why not do it where this thing originated instead of testing it in a wrong continent altogether? So there's all this plus. That 5G thing is back, you know? And we had invited the internet guru, Robert Ndlovu, to come today and explain what this 5G is all about. So people are just, have gone haywire, you know, on social media, you know, concerning these two issues.
Yeah.
So these are issues that we may interrogate maybe further as we go during the course of the week. So there you are, Marvelous.
Yes, Gibbs, I think there are a lot of myths and also, yes, especially the issue of the vaccine. It has been playing out on social media, but we saw that the doctor, the said doctor, had to rescind what he had said, because there was a lot of backlash because, like you said, people in Africa are saying, but why Africa? So I think we'll pay a close eye on that. And also the 5G conspiracy as well. It's been really, you know, having a lot of platforms covering it. But it would be interesting if we can get someone, an expert who can come and maybe, you know, be able to break it down so people will get an insight from the people that actually have the knowledge of what 5G is. But, you know, there's a lot of myths out there. Remember when this thing started, a lot of people thought it doesn't affect young people, it doesn't affect black people. But now we're seeing that, no, it knows no color or no age. It's just really, is affecting everybody. Saka kunawa wachango vakupinda mchirongwa, tangatiru kunzwa hapo kuvakune mungwe muruma arukuta ura iye nyaya, yekuti arukuta ura iye achiti arukushora nyaya yanga akanzwa, yekuti kana paine, atinga tuma vaccination kana kuti nomba dzichange dzichibaiwa vanhu panyaya yecoronavirus kuti panga paine mutauro wekuti pane vamwe vekuEurope ikoko vakati iwo nomba idzi dzinofanira kutanga dzabaiwa kuAfrica. Saka murume anga ari kutaura iye kuti aiwaka nomba idzi dzinofanira kubaiwa kwachakatangira chirwere ichi ikoko kuChina nekuEurope. Saka ndozvimwe zvatatiri kukurukura, asi tichitaura zvakare kuti ehe, zvizhinji zviri kutaurwa pari zvino panguva yechirwere ichi. Pakatanga chirwere, vanhu vaiti achibati vanhu vatema, vaiti achibati vamwe vechidiki. Asi takaona muZimbabwe paine mumwe wechidiki akawanikwa iye achishaya mushure mekunge awanikwa achibatwa nechirwere ichochi checoronavirus, Mukoma Zororo Makamba. Gibbs, also, but you know, going back to the figures that we're seeing coming out of Zimbabwe, a lot of people have been asking that we are still at 9 confirmed cases. Mm-hmm. Yet we see our neighbors in South Africa, their numbers have been peaking and then coming down slightly. You know, what is coming out from Zimbabwe? Really?
So indications from the Ministry of Health are that, you know, they're doing all what they can in terms of testing people. Mm-hmm. There was a story that came out of a certain newspaper in the country saying that the test kits are defective. So then the ministry came back and said, no. Mm-hmm. What is happening is that all the equipment that they have is good. So now at the end of the day, the ministry is saying they are on top of the situation. They are trying to address all the concerns that Zimbabweans are facing, and hopefully they are claiming that they are addressing those concerns. But people are asking too many questions, saying, you know, there are people who are dying in the villages here and there, and these days people are actually attending funerals in less numbers than what used to be. Traditionally, a funeral brings the whole village together. Mm. So, but these days they are saying you can see very few people attending those funerals. One, because they don't have a lot of information about COVID-19. And secondly, there's this fear, you know. And thirdly, these myths, you know, all over the show. So as we go down the road this week, we will have to dissect some of these things to say, okay, what are the myths? What are, you know, what is right and wrong and all these kind of things. So we've got a gentleman here in Bulawayo, in South Africa, actually, who sent us a video. So let's hear what he's saying about COVID-19.
Inkinga yodwa impilo sesiphila kulesingakwenza ngoba sonke sesihlale sihlale ezindlini imali yonke sikusebenzisile sikuphetheyo yikho esikudlayo njengamanje lo mkhuhlane okhona kawutholakali umuntu wakhona ukuthi siyophila ngani asikwazi ukuthi asikuphi siyofa sinjani asikwazi so hhayi badala khulalani phambili ngomuntu-studio 7 thina phela vele sizivele emkhukhwini lapho emzansi so yikho lapho esihlala khona sithole nzima sivalelwe khona akuphuli.
So we see people are just
what does he say?
They'll say anything, and it's all up to them to say some of these things, because we are a platform here that promotes that kind of you know, all the views.
What does he say?
As long as you're not insulting somebody, as long as you're just talking and talking anything that makes sense. So we allow people to come here and share their views. So this gentleman is in South Africa and is saying they're facing challenges there. Mm-hmm. Back home, there are problems. So what should be done is very worried, you know, that something needs to be done. Marvelous.
Maybe it gives us also time for us to just let our viewers and listeners know that VOA Africa 54, in connection with Straight Talk Africa on Wednesday, will be having a virtual town hall where we'll be having experts discussing the COVID-19 issue worldwide. So people can actually come in there and be able to hear about the latest information that is there. And as you see over there, we've just put up a poster about this event, but it's going to be virtual. So it's, you know, it's in the interest of everybody to be able to actually take an opportunity to participate in this coronavirus virtual town hall. You can ask questions. You know, and the experts over there will be able to respond to you virtually. So you're getting all the experts in different locations, but being able to reach you wherever you are in the lockdown. You may be in Zimbabwe, you may be in South Africa, Britain, US here, or any other place. Saka tukutaura isikuti nemuswech tatu change tine town hall meeting karoti msangano mukuru uchange uru kuitiru epo pano padande mtande. Watiri kuti su coronavirus virtual town hall. Saka ipo pano pa Facebook page eduye VOA Shona, pa Facebook page eduye VOA Ndebele, nepa Facebook page eduye VOA Studio 7, tichange tiri kukupakurai virtual town hall ii. Saka mnogo na kuenda ipapo ni msue chitatu, mchinyoro wa mvinzo yenyu, mchinyoro wa oshu, kutauru wa pasiro sepanya yede ndairori re coronavirus Gibbs.
Yabo kambe zuluganda ba, silikumbuze nje ukuthi kuyabe kule ngxoxo mpikiswano ngolwesithathu. Lapho ke sekwabe kukhulunywa khona nge-coronavirus COVID-19. Siyabona ke ukuthi kulentombazana uLinot Modu usebenza e-VOA, uyabe ekhuluma le ngcweti zempilakahle ku-Studio 7. Zambona uyabe khona esikhiweni khona ngale. Kuzobuya ke i-VOA Ndebele izabe ikhona layo, kuzobuya le-VOA Shona layo iyabe ikuthwele konke lokho. Kuzobuya ke laku-Twitter yethu Studio 7 VOA sabe sikubambile. I-Twitter yethu futhi VOA Ndebele yabe lakho. Kuzobuya laku-Instagram VOA Ndebele. Konke lokhu kuyabe kukhona sikugijimisa endaweni ezijeneyo. So ulakho ukuthi ungene khonapho ke kumbe usithumezele ividiyo yakho, ubuze umbuzo ofisa ukuwubuza ngolimi lwakho. Then sizawuhambisa lapho kuhluzwa khona, sibezafaka bona bebona ukuthi bangakwenza njani. So ke zulukandaba lakho ukuthi sibili ibuzele ukufunayo kuzabuya khonapho ke kuhluzwe ukuthi kambe ufakwe njani kube sokuphuma khonapha ke kuviyo Studio 7, kuviyo indebele la kuviyo ishona. Njalo la kuma Twitter ethu Studio 7 VOA kuzobuya iVOA indebele, njalo la Instagram. So sisendaweni zonke lapho kumele kungene khona konoko ke esikhangeleyo. So ke marvelous, going forward we see that you know, there are so many Zimbabweans that are concerned about mm-hmm. what's going on, and we'll be having this town hall Wednesday. So this Wednesday we are going to be having a town hall hosted by VOA. So it's sort of like a virtual town hall where people are not going to be in one roof.
Yes.
It's going to be something like Gibbs being in Maryland and then Marvelous in Washington. Then we've got another person maybe in Los Angeles
mm-hmm.
or maybe in Chicago. And then people will be just interacting, having some put in Johannesburg and Zimbabwe, you know, that kind of virtual interactivity. That's what we are going to do. And there are going to be some experts that will be dissecting this issue mm-hmm. of coronavirus, COVID-19. We know that, you know, according to Johns Hopkins University, many, many people have actually contracted this disease. So the precise number, as per the Johns Hopkins estimates, there are a total of 1,286,400 cases worldwide and over 70,300 deaths. And in USA alone, there are 337,900 cases. And then there are deaths which amount to 9,600 only in USA. And according to Tembelani Ndlovu, he says this is a very great idea in terms of having the town hall. So thank you so much, Tembelani Ndlovu. He says maybe you'll be there to actually watch or contribute. Mm-hmm. So they, that's where we are, Marvelous.
Yes, Sektora kwa Trupi Talk. Nemiswe chitatu, tichange tine coronavirus virtual town hall. Iyo ya murukona, itavata kuisirai. Muno kwanza o kutumira mivunzo yenyu, muno kwanza kutora mavideo yenyu, mochitumira kuti awani kuo achizorizwa pachirongwa icho chine kuti pachange paine nyanzvi munyaya zveutano vanenge vari kutaura pamusoro pedambudziko irori recoronavirus uye zvese kutaura kwataita Gibbs kuti munogona kutiona pa VOA Shona, pa Twitter yedu futi inonzi VOA Shona, pa Instagram yedu VOA Shona. Mutee tiripo ipapo tichikupakurirai zvinenge zviri kuitika, asi imi kana muine zvimwewo zvamuruda kuziva, nekuti vazhinji vanga vari kuvhunza mibvunzo yavo pa WhatsApp group redu ratakataura rere, asi munogona kunyora zvakare kuti mibvunzo yenyu ndeyeipi, kuitira kuti nyanzvi idzi dzigokwanisa kuwanikwa dzichipindura, nekuti inyanzvi dziri kubva pasi rose dzichange dziri kutaura idzo kuti zvii zviri kuitika panyaya yedambudziko irori rechirwere checoronavirus. Saka musasiyiwe muri kumashure, nemusi wechitatu uyai pano tionesane, tichikurukura tichiona kuti zvii zviri kuitika panyaya yedambudziko recoronavirus, tichinzwa kubva kune nyanzvi pasi rose. Sekutaura kwaita Gibbs pari zvino, vanhu vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedambudziko irori recoronavirus pasi rose vanodaudzira 1,289,380. Kwozoona vanhu vashaya pasi rose vanosvitsa 70,590. America imo muno matiri mune vanhu 337,971 paine vanhu 9,654 vashaya. Asi pane zvakare vamwewo vakakwanisa kukunda chirwere ichi. Globally, vanokwanisa ivo 270,372. Uyezve, imo muno muAmerica vanhu vakwanisa kunge vachibatwa nechirwere ichi, asi vachizowanikwa vachikunda, vanosvika pa 17,582. KuZimbabwe pari zvino tichiri kunzwa kuti kuine vanhu 9 ndo vakawanikwa vachibatwa nechirwere ichi, kukwanikwa kuine munhu mumwe chete akawanikwa achishaya. Gibbs.
Yes, siloba valapa ke ositumezele video yake. Akele muzutu tini jengo basasi ya vala uhlelo zesalurege imzuzu etize.
Umbono wami msakazi omuhle, angiboni ukuthi uhulumende wakithi waseZimbabwe ngayenelisa lento ukuthi imanage uma inani yabe lukhuphuka iyanda abantu abaphethwe ngolo mkhuhlane. Unless msakazi wami kungaphelela kulona leli nani elikhona, ngoba uhulumende wezanu lobi nani liphezulu, balakho ukugqibela msakazi wami ukuthi bethi hayi inani labantu abaphethwe ngumkhuhlane othile lingaka. Ayisibo abantu abangavuma msakazi wami ukuthi abantu sebaningi elizweni labaphethwe ngulo mkhuhlane, ngoba balenalo umkhuhlane ukuthi inani angeke belikhuphule msakazi wami. Njengoba sikhuluma namanje, uzathola ukuthi lona leli abathi 9 akusilo baligibela ingakho bagijima bathi umuntu ozokhuluma inews zamanga sizambopha ozakhuluma i-fake news uzovalelwa kweminyaka engaka angiboni umsakazi wami uhulumende wezanu usuka ekhontrole yonke into begijime beyothembisa abantu aba-announsayo ukuthi ungavele ukhulume inani ukuthi linani elingaka sesikubophile loba sesikuxotshile emsebenzini so hhayi angiboni umsakazi wami kungcono inani lakhona lihlale nje kuyi-9 linganyuki lingayiphezulu lihlale nje kuyilona leli nani ngiyabonga umsakazi wami.
So this gentleman is praying that in Zimbabwe maybe 9 is enough. He says okay. Anything more than that, people are going to suffer. So he's praying by all means to have this number maintained at that level. So I think that's a good prayer, only that it's unfortunate that those 9 actually contracted the disease. So we hope that, you know, the number won't go up like what this gentleman is saying. And when we look at what is happening in the country right now, Marvelous, we see that, you know, so many people have got this anxiety. So many people have got this fear. So we don't know where the issue is going. But we hope and pray that maybe things will come right one day. So, but we also have certain people that are positive and negative, I mean negative, in which we give everybody a platform. But we always want to have somebody responding to some of these issues. But happily, we had Mr. Nick Mangwana, who actually chipped in here with his audio that he gave us yesterday, that kind of audio. So we are very glad that he actually did that. And looking at all these numbers are going up every minute, Marvelous. Mm-hmm. So yes. The number that we may have right now is different from what you can have in 5 minutes. So maybe that's why my number and your number are always changing. So people should know that, you know, this is a story that is unfolding in the world. And maybe we can play one last audio from a man calling himself Uspanda. So Uspanda said, please, can you play my audio? So here is Mr. Uspanda.
Basakazi abalungileyo, muhle umsebenzi wenu eliwenzayo, uyancomeka. Mina nginguSpanda. Uhlupho esesinalo ye umkhuhlane lo siyawesaba njalo sizithobile. Kodwa uhlupho esesinalo, amapholisa amasotsha ayi sevuke ubhova, sebhuvuke ubhova, abala statement bayashaya. Kanti kutheni izinto zethu zonke zeZimbabwe nxa kuthele ufike lokhu kukhitshwa amasotsha? Amasotsha ngabantu abalocuku, ngabantu abangelazwelo, ngabantu abangadingi ukuzwisisana lokuzwisisa nje ukuthi kanti umuntu yena azahambe kutheni. Bayatshaya abantu, bayabulawa yindlala, abantu sebezisaba lokuya khona nje ukuyadinga amaphilisi ngenxa yamasotsha. Mina ngisegogwe, bayatshaya egogwe.
So this gentleman is in Gokwe. He's saying that the police and other people are really, you know, causing havoc. But we had the police spokesperson saying, no, in fact, everything is normal. Unfortunately, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. And my guest is just coming in. That is Robert Ndlovu. Robert Ndlovu is a former FCT, that one. And then he was a former VOIP engineer at Google. And the former product development engineer at Intel. We are going to have a one-on-one with him, Marvelous, today. So after this show, I'll talk to him about some of these concerns, you know, coming from the public. So thank you so much, Ndlovu, for joining us, but we'll come back to you shortly. So signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., saying, not that this is a pre-recorded show. Thank you so much. Bye-bye, Marvelous.
I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, also just reminding you that the prevention tips are clean your hands often, don't touch your eyes or nose, keep 6 feet away from each other when possible. If you feel sick, stay at home when you can. Listen to orders from your government or health workers and cover your snore, your cough and sneeze using your elbow. See you again tomorrow on Let's Talk Ngati Kurukurei. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington.